Allied Food Marketers is a company that brokers, builds markets, and consults with businesses in the food chain. Rick Rocky is the president of the Frankfort, Kentucky-based company.
We're diverse. We've got experience in product development, brand development, distribution, marketing, the whole nine yards. And we kind of take producers anywhere from a piece of clay startup idea, help them put their performance together, all the way into helping take businesses out of farmers markets and put them into the mainstream. Really what we're about is taking smaller producers and helping them grow.
Now you might think that an online database-driven program like MarketMaker would represent a threat to Rick Rocky and his company. After all, the program is designed to put farmers into direct contact with end users. It can eliminate the middleman, guys like Rick Rocky. He doesn't see it that way.
I've got a pretty strong level of confidence it won't replace us. This is still a very relationship-oriented business, always will be. We're dealing with perishability and quality, integrity, and reputation play in heavily. And here's the other thing, too, with what's going on in corporate America today, and even in small business, they can't deal with 50 different producers coming out, and there's always going to be the need for somebody to facilitate that. Now, whether our revenue streams stay the same or we have to change our business model, you know, that's to be seen yet. But the nice thing about a firm our size with our experience, we can be stealthish in that manner and kind of adjust to what the day asks for.
Here's how Rick Rocky sees the University of Illinois' MarketMaker website. He says it's equally valuable to the producer and the retailer, that both are likely to use the program successfully. He doesn't mention failure of the program at all. This is because MarketMaker allows the farmer to look into the population of a region, define some characteristics of the population or the businesses they're looking to serve in that geographical area, and to make contact with them. The reverse is true as well. A business or individual wanting a particular product can use MarketMaker to find a supplier, in this case a farmer. Rick Rocky plans to continue making a living by aggregating those communications, in part, because he doesn't think farmers understand what he calls the speed of business.
So what this will allow is an educational tool to come into place to where the producers can truly understand what they're getting into when they try to grow. From the other side of the coin, when you're looking at the buyers, I think MarketMaker represents an incredible communication tool where they can put out information and not eat up a lot of their time and see what they get back. I do not believe in the beginning that buying side is going to spend a lot of energy and time trying to find these producers. They're wanting it. They're making statements to the press that they want to be more local, and they've got a specific level of investment of time and energy and resources they'll do with that. MarketMaker could represent a real turnkey opportunity for them to go out and say, hey, we're here. Here's what we've got to offer in purchasing. Who wants it?
Wall Street, says Rocky, is abuzz with words like fresh and local. He thinks MarketMaker can put dollars in the pockets of publicly held companies and farmers. The slick part, and I use that word loosely, is that this database born on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois can also hold those publicly traded companies accountable for the fresh and local claims. It would be easy enough for you to find out if there were a local supplier of fresh fruits, vegetables, and meats. You just have to visit www.marketmaker.uiuc.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.